The first step to BAT is the CAPI display. The main concept of the CAPI display is to show an interpolated radar view that is at a constant height above the ground. When the CAPI display is loaded from the CAPI menu section, the CAPI loads with the time match basis set, as indicated by the star next to the legend text. This allows the up and down keyboard arrows to control tilting up and down the CAPI heights. The left and right keyboard arrows step through time. The default vertical interaction is for deep convection, which have heights starting at 1.5 thousand feet, followed by 3 and 5 thousand feet, then it is in increments of 5 thousand feet up to 40 thousand feet. Shallow convection heights are every 500 foot increments starting from 1 thousand feet until 4 thousand feet. Then it's every 1,000 feet until 15,000 feet. You can toggle which sampling mode you want by holding right-click over the product name in the D2D panel and selecting the Vertical Interaction submenu. Additionally, the level at which the CAPI is interpolated to is customizable. It does require creating an override in the localization perspective and going to the Vertical Interaction Levels file. The minimum distance between any heights is capped at 500 feet, so having anything smaller than 500 feet will not display. However, while you can't increase the number of levels with a localization override, you will then need larger frame counts to view completed volume scans, and that in turn will take up more memory, as well as taking more time to vertically scan through lots of similarly looking horizontal cross-sections.